This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
So much has happened since we spoke last, but that's pretty much the story of our last year, isn't it? My gosh, a lot's going on. Hi, folks. Scott Hannon live from Grand Forks today. North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting is our location today at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. On behalf of our friends with AE2S who bring you today's broadcast, we're going to chat with some of their ace team, including Maria Efforts Hansen a little later on. She does communication strategy for AE2S. Maria used to be with Hess. Looking forward to catching up with her. Matt Odegaard, who's the industrial diversion manager for AE2S. And then Grant Slick, who's the general manager for Water Solutions, a division of AE2S, on the program. Senator John Hoeven will be here. We're going to talk about last night's revelation that the votes were not there and the vote is officially pulled. And for now, at least, they're not going to vote on a repeal and replacement of Obamacare, which... I don't know about you, but I had this false hope that they'd find a way, that they couldn't possibly come again one vote short, and better yet, that this was a plan that ultimately brought power to the states. And North Dakota was a big winner in this, and so it feels like a real gut punch. It really does. I don't know what you're thinking about this, and I'd love to know what you're thinking. You could tell us at 800-228-0550 today on the program. About that. And then, of course, in Alabama, the big vote for the Senate race there, it's actually the seat that was previously held by Jeff Sessions, now the Attorney General, and a special election necessary. There's been a real battle amongst conservatives down there. Who's the standard bearer of the Republican Party in North Dakota, or in Alabama, rather? Who's going to represent the state of North Dakota? And the battle came down to Judge Roy Moore, a great American. I don't know how there. I can't think of another way to describe Judge Roy Moore. Just a genuine hero. Even in victory last night, his comments very humble. And I don't know. I think the guy is amazing. I've had the pleasure of interviewing him before when he was a judge in that battle over the Ten Commandments. And he just stood up for what he believed, and he wasn't about to let a county or a state persuade him off of what he believed. He wasn't about to remain in power for the sake of power. And, you know, those kind of people are really the folks you want out in front, defending everything you believe in and everything you stand for. So it's hard not to really be happy about Judge Roy Moore. Luther Strange was the quote-unquote incumbent. He'd been appointed to that seat by the governor. Some questions about why that happened and whether it was to cover up some things that the governor had done. I don't know enough about that to render a judgment on it. I know it smelled, and that, Alabama politics, like many places, is just brass knuckle. But he clearly was the pick of the establishment. President Trump decided to do a favor to Mitch McConnell. I've not seen the other side of that favor come around much, but the favor was, okay, I'll be for your guy. I'll endorse your guy, and I'll stump for your guy. And there were polls that showed that he would fare better in the general election than Roy Moore, but Roy Moore won. And that's one other thing I love about the president. This really wasn't a referendum on Donald Trump last night in Alabama. It was a referendum on Mitch McConnell. And Mitch McConnell lost. Mitch McConnell lost. I still haven't decided if I believe Mitch McConnell ought to go, and literally be ousted as majority leader, but I'm getting closer to that. The reason I don't think that is the swamp is the swamp. And what we need is more Judge Roy Moores in the United States Senate, okay? The United States Senate needs to change. The United States Senate needs to, it needs what happened at the presidential level with Donald Trump's victory. And it's a long ways from it. And until we get closer to that, you do have to maneuver the levers of this awful, horrible, pathetic swamp that needs draining. And Mitch McConnell's very good at it. Very good at maneuvering the swamp. So far, he's not as good as Chuck Schumer. So that's why I sit here and teeter, is just rip the scab off, let's be done, get rid of him, and let's get somebody that may be less skilled at maneuvering the swamp, but knows where they come from, knows who they represent. And I get closer to that every day. I think last night certainly brought everybody a little bit closer to that. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Senator John Hovind is going to join us on the program today. We'll ask him about that. And also Governor Doug Burgum, who's speaking to the North Dakota Petroleum Council, will join us before the end of the program as well. So he has a busy morning. I know he's starting the day in Bismarck and zooming here and then zooming back for a Board of Equalization meeting. So we're going to try and catch him between all the things that are happening today. Trying to remember who he's speaking with this morning. My notes are somewhere, but the Behavioral Health Conference that's happening in Bismarck. Yeah, so that's this morning. Then he gets on the plane, speaks to the Petroleum Conference, then back for State Board of Equalization. So we're going to try and catch him between that as well, or pick up some of his comments live today on the program from the Petroleum Council. One last little shout-out I have, and then we'll welcome your calls, questions, and comments. Say good morning to Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, and our usual routine here before we crank things up. And that is that, you know, I was with Todd yesterday. We did the Energy Matters program live for two of our stations and a pre-record for two of our other stations, AM 1100 and AM 1090. Then headed over to a wonderful event at the Ramcota. I had a chance last night to speak to the Dakota Territory Sheriff and Deputies Association. And I don't know, a couple hundred folks in the room, deputies from both North and South Dakota. And, you know, I just my heart swells. I don't know any other way to say it. It just swells to know that there are people who run into bullets on our behalf. They run into bullets on what is a human instinct? What is a natural instinct when bullets fly? Run away, duck, cover, get underneath the table. That's human nature. That's what the vast majority of us would do. Get to a place of safety, cover our family, right? And these folks, they go where they know danger is. They run into the bullets. I can't put into words what that makes me feel, to know there are people that would do that for us. Todd, you'll be able to find this, but Jack Nicholson played a famous Marine in the movie A Few Good Men. And he talked about in a courtroom scene, a famous courtroom scene, you need me on that wall. You want me on that wall.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could thank me once in a while. I mean, that's what I was there to do last night, was to thank them on your behalf, because I know you feel the same way. And I've had a chance this year to speak to the North Dakota Peace Officers Association and now the Dakota Territory Sheriff's Association. And trust me when I say it is in the top single-digit percentages of honors of my entire life to be able to do such a thing and say thank you on your behalf. It really is. And heard some great stories and had a chance to share some gratitude with them, first of all, from all of you. Talk a little bit about what I saw happen throughout the Dakota Access Pipeline protest and really just basically give them some encouragement, you know. And talked a little bit about the place we find ourselves in this country right now. I call it a protest culture. You know, whatever you call it, there's a protest movement, and it really is chipping away at our culture about everything we believe and everything we stand for. The founding fathers didn't envision an America where people protest by disrespecting the flag and our veterans. You can do it. Nobody's going to deny your right to do it. But it is chipping away at everything we believe. And it's not just NFL games. It's Ferguson, Missouri, and Dallas, Texas, and the whole Black Lives Matter movement. It is people who lie. Capital L, capital I, capital E, lie. To advance their cause of wanting to remove fossil fuels from being used in this country. Dirty fuels, as they call them. Who, I guess, also want to give up their rights to driving, to flying, to smartphones, to lipstick, to bicycles, right? I'll just keep going down the list. I thought they liked bikes. Can't even have a bike without petroleum. Right over here in the entryway, there is a display. It's a bike without petroleum products, and basically it's a rusted piece of metal. There's no tires. There's no handle grips. There's no seat. The pedals are gone. I mean, that's what you get. So these people live in a utopian view that's not in touch with reality, and they are ripping away a very important part of our culture. We can't just sit on the sidelines and let that happen. So, I won't. I won't. Till they lower me into the ground. And I know many of you feel the same way. So, chance to talk about that with all of them last night. It was a great honor. It was. A lot of them listened, too. So, we appreciate that very much. We sure do. So, you got a little piece of what's on my mind. I'd love to hear what's on your mind about no vote on Graham Cassidy. I wanted a vote myself, and I want another vote, and I want us to keep at this. You rattled Senator Heitkamp. It's very clear Senator Heidi Heitkamp was rattled because she's putting out three pieces a day trying to defend her vote on health care. That's not a good sign, folks. That's a sign you're really in the wrong. You understand you're in the wrong, and you're trying to change opinions. So there is some victories in this, in an awakening of what you want. What we want. So I think that's worth talking about today on the program as well. Call us at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. Text me, 367-2054 or Todd at 226-8503. Let's go.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a soybean cyst nematode soil testing program again this year, free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Each farmer can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Soil testing bags from NDSU Extension must be used for the testing. Contact your local county agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Part by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. I, of course, yesterday before I headed out, head west and then head east and then head north to get everything in, made a stop at PetroServe USA, 4 for $4 special. And the hot stuff, personal pan pizza, Italian sausage, like hot right out of the oven. They always have them like that. Just fabulous, right? Piping hot, fantastic. And they also don't like take on the sauce. So you know, if you're eating behind the wheel, like I unfortunately have to do those windshield meals every now and then, you're not like wearing the hot sauce either, you know, the pizza sauce, so that's kind of nice. It was fabulous. Then the two cookies, which I have a half of one left. The oatmeal raisin's fabulous, but I just was trying to pace myself. So I did the M&M and half an oatmeal raisin and a 20-ounce drink. Everything I just described, the hot stuff, personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce drink, the two cookies, four items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. And you're filling up at a pump you own that connects North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. What's not to love? And you own the pump. That's right, they're member-owned at PetroServe USA. Valley Dairy Stores here are part of the family now, too, all across North Dakota, from Mandan, Bismarck, all the way into Minnesota, Dilworth, and, of course, up to Bemidji, over to Grafton, back down to Wahpeton, Fargo, West Fargo, Moorhead, Valley City's got a beautiful new store, one of the nicest convenience stores in the state, bar none. Stop at Valley City, see the new PetroServe USA, and tell them Scott sent you. Back at the Alaris Center, Grand Forks, on What's on Your Mind. Todd, the radio god, riding shotgun with me as always. Todd, how are you on this fine Tuesday?
I'm just fine. North Coast Biscuits underway today, and I'm heading up a bit later on, and the question is, will I try Ludafisk one more time or not? But you're going to be up there Friday.
I will be there Friday, and I can answer for you, I will not try Ludafisk because I'm not insane. I will bring some home to caulk some windows.
Wait a minute. I'll do that.
But
this is a
heritage
built upon Ludafisk.
I don't care.
You can't call it insane.
No, it's made for caulking windows and nothing else. And we will be there Friday. Todd, tomorrow, here's how you find us. Just follow your nose to the cookies. The Touchstone Bakery is right by us, and they're always making the free cookies.
It's torture doing that.
We have the little broadcast booth right next there, so... Anyway, great, great fun. Really, really love it. All right, let me take a couple calls, and we're going to chat with our friends from AE2S, our fine sponsor here today at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. They kick off today at 10. Ron Ness, the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and some opening remarks. Jam-packed day. Steve Moore of the Heritage Foundation. Love Steve Moore. He'll stop by and see us before long. I'm going to shoot him a text to have him come on by, and much more today. The Hall of Fame Awards are tonight, by the way, up here. All right, let's see. Glenn and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, real quick, I heard you make comment about the law enforcement personnel. I think we've got people out there when it comes to law enforcement and military personnel that don't understand what they do for not only cities and communities, but for everybody involved.
I couldn't agree with you anymore, and that's what I'm saying when I talk about our culture being ripped apart. When people take a knee to protest law enforcement. Now, is every law enforcement officer 100% pristine? Of course not. I mean, it's like in anything, right? But the 99.9% of them are. 99.9% of them have incredible integrity, and they run into bullets for us. I mean, take a knee to take them on is insane. And it isn't just football players. It's in many, many areas of our society today. So I'm not going to stop talking about it until it's fixed, and it's a mess right now. Absolute mess.
Well, so. And I'd like to say, I remember the last time somebody took a knee in a football game and they harassed the tar out of them. And that was Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
And now these guys are heroes. And I'm old enough to remember the last time I seen a black fist stuck up in the air.
You're right.
And they were called the Black Panthers.
You're right, Glenn, and that is amazing contrast with Tim Tebow and the quote-unquote rules of the NFL, because he was asked not to take a knee to pray. But it's okay for people to take a knee because they don't like cops. Go figure. Grant Schleck is the general manager of AE2S Water Solutions. He is here with us today, as are some of the other top talent from AE2S, our fine sponsor of the program, and we'll be chatting with them, taking more of your calls. Bruce and Minot, we'll get to you next year. Senator Hovind coming up, Governor Burgum as well. Grant, how are you?
Good, Scott. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Nice to see you and the entire AE2S team here at the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting.
Thank you. Yep.
What's the big buzz? You're in the Water Solutions Department, so what are the hot water solutions for the oil and gas industry that folks are interested in?
You know, there's quite a bit of water work going on still in the oil patch. Primarily, we're doing a lot of design-build work for some of the large E&Ps and the midstream companies. Probably one of the most active areas that we've been seeing, in addition to produced water gathering and injection facilities, we've also been doing a lot of freshwater maintenance water injection as well, keeping those well bores clean and producing.
The work you do, what do you see as a sort of eye opener or game changer, if you will, from the industry that they that they are buzzing about, where you're recognizing a pain point, if you will, or a need to fix and coming up with a solution?
You know, primarily getting everything on the pipelines, you know, both the produced water gathering pipelines and also those freshwater injection facilities, getting all of those industrial infrastructure, the well pads connected into the pipeline, so that we can eliminate the trucking or reduce the trucking significantly, and also save everyone some money.
And how the Bakken has developed to date is obviously, you know, the technology changes almost, you know, month to month. They're finding new things, and of course that dictates where they're going to go and drill, because they know, okay, with this technology we go here, we get a better amount of the oil out of the ground. How do you stay ahead of that to be able to do what you're talking about and connecting all that?
You know, it's an ebb and flow. As the wells have gotten more, they're larger producers now, but that means the fracks are bigger, and that also means the produced water coming out is a much higher volume. So you got to deal with that, the oil, the gas, the water, and then the freshwater injection facilities also all get bigger. So as the technology has improved and the E&Ps and all of the producers have gotten a lot better, getting more oil out of the ground, making more money, if you will, then all of that infrastructure has to try and keep up with that. So as technology updates, they get better at getting more oil on the ground, and that's been an exciting evolution to be a part of.
You're a partner right with them on that.
Yep, constantly.
What do you tell folks about what you do at A2S Water Solutions that sets you apart from your competitors?
You know, we're a very client-centric firm. We focus on their needs first, and we'll stick with them through the entire process, design, build, industrial operations. I think Matt Odegaard's going to jump on with you next, but we can provide any one of those aspects and or whichever part they need. So that really we try to set ourselves apart that way.
Fascinating. Anything else you want to tell our listeners?
No, I suppose just watch out for the lutefisk, but good luck on
that. Are you with me on that? I mean,
definitely.
Yeah. Caulk your windows, fine, but eat it, forget it.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. I don't think this is a tough decision.
No, not really. Especially just smelling it, walking into the room.
I really struggle with this idea of, you got to try it. It's kind of a, you know, rite of passage thing. No.
I don't even know. The Norwegians don't eat it anymore, do they?
No, they don't. I was in Norway earlier this year, and you say lutefisk, and they look at you like you're crazy, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's sort of a Disney World thing, you Americans. Yeah. I mean, what in the world? I mean, come on.
The last guy to eat it came over, obviously.
I think so, yeah. I don't know where in the world it came from. Well, I'm glad you're with me on that. Thank you, Grant. Good chatting with you.
You too, Scott.
Grant is the general manager of AE2S Water Solutions. Matt Odegaard later on from the industrial division as well to talk more about AE2S, great partner for the oil and gas industry in North Dakota, great company, and one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. Bring us to places like this to broadcast live. They're about a half hour away from kicking off the show here, and it'll be a full plate today and a little bit tomorrow. They started last night with Bakken 2.0, a great informational session. Listen for Energy Matters if you missed that, and catch all of those sessions. Most of them, anyway, yesterday. More from Grant Forks and the Alara Center after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Our nation uses about 800 million gallons of petroleum and petroleum products every day. We use this energy to heat our homes, fuel our cars and airplanes, and provide the feedstock for our nation's manufacturing and agriculture industries. It's in our clothes and shoes, cell phones, computers, makeup, contact lenses, even medicines and life-saving medical devices. Where does it come from? 2.5 million miles of pipeline transport this energy across the country. This is the most environmentally sensitive, safest, and least expensive way to transport the energy we need. At Energy Transfer Partners, our more than 10,000 employees monitor and manage a nationwide network of pipelines built to last. With American materials, American workers, and American ingenuity. Bringing energy to families like yours. Visit EnergyTransfer.com to learn more.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
On What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, folks. Glad to have you along on our ride, brought to you in part by our friends at Pucklich today. Another great deal. I can't believe it. I might get this one if you don't buy it. It's a 2015 GMC Acadia Denali. All right, it was $29,995. Now it's $28,950. Now listen to this. Just picture this in your mind, okay? So it's black metallic. It's local one-owner trade. 68,000 miles, that's hardly nothing on today's vehicles. Quad bucket heated seats, dual sunroof, DVD player, the thing is loaded to the gills. Loaded to the gills. And that price is phenomenal. You can't even believe that. So, you know, there's one price for everybody else, and then there's our price. Okay? So it was $29,995. You tell them, hey, Scott sent me in. $28,950. Today, Pucklett Chevrolet, this is in the Valley City location. Two locations at Pucklett, North Dakota's home for Chevy, Bismarck, and the Valley City. This one in the Valley City store. Check it out. And today and today only, Scott sent me $28,950, 68,000 miles, loaded up, black GMC Acadia Denali. Denali, meaning it's just got it all. So, Wednesday Wheels. Love talking about that right here on What's On Your Mind. All right, let's see. A couple calls waiting and more of our conversation from the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting to come. Bruce and Minot, what's on your mind? Bruce, are you there?
I'm here now.
Go ahead, sir.
KX Network last night reported on these hearings or meetings that they're having in Bismarck on this outside money influence on the last elections, namely on Marcy's Law and on the medical marijuana. They stated that there was not $1 raised locally from North Dakota. If that's true, I think we got to watch this very closely. If somebody can come in and put $3 million to advertising and influence the state to vote, I believe they said it was 60-some percent for something that not $1 came from North Dakota.
Well, I could give you a lot of examples of that, just so you know. I mean, anytime there's been anything in the way of faith or religion or issues related to the taking of an unborn life, money pours in for Planned Parenthood from all over, right? Look at Heidi Heitkamp's fundraising right now. If you just go to the search engine. We prefer to use Bing because they actually hire North Dakotans, unlike Google, who hangs out in the Silicon Valley. But if you go do a search of Heidi Heitkamp campaign contributions, you're going to find somewhere around 92 to 94% of them come from outside the state. All right. So what you're describing doesn't need a hearing. It's just common knowledge. Do you follow me? Now, I think the trick is you got to know that. You got to know that and then do something about it. And right. Say, what is this? If she can't find enough North Dakotans to support her, maybe she ought not be our senator.
That's where I'm at. It's like you're saying, it's not just this one area or these two areas, but it's something that we have to watch as a citizen closely.
Yeah, now, on the other hand, I would say, in the case of Marcy's Law, again, full disclosure, you can say, okay, there's one big donor. He clearly has a cause. It clearly is a personal situation, trying to change the laws in every state. Is it a good idea or a bad idea? Does it make me feel differently to know, you know, all this money's coming from somebody that's not a North Dakotan? I mean, you got to weigh all that, you know, just like you do in everything. I don't think you sort of say, okay, you can't have any outside money ever. It's got to be North Dakota only money. I mean, first of all, I'd love it because there would never be another Democrat elected in the state of North Dakota.
Right.
And the way most of them act, like Heidi Heitkamp fighting local control for health care, for instance, in this latest round, I think it's appropriate. I think we'd be a better state for it. That's what you got to wrestle with.
But I don't say for now no outside money, but like you said earlier, on the lies and the half truths, you bury that into outside money, and this is what we're ending up with.
Yeah, no, I hear you completely. Bruce, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Let me get Peter in Fargo here before we go to our next guest from AE2S. Peter, what's on your mind?
Hey, I guess I just wanted to say something real quick about that last call. You know, the Luther campaign down there raised $24 million in Alabama and still lost to Roy there. Similar thing happened to the Democrats in Georgia. But I just wanted to express how proud I am of the people of Alabama. You know, the boots hit the ground there 2 years ago to nominate Honorable Roy Moore there to get him on the ticket. And, you know, the Republicans there, you know, they decided to go with Luther. And so we had a primary battle. And, you know, that just shows that, you know, if you stick to your principles like Moore there, you know, people will vote for you. You know, we need to stop compromising to the opposition. And I'm glad you got elected there.
Good points, Peter. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I hadn't mentioned that earlier, but $30 million in total. I think you mentioned the campaign spending of Luther Strange. I don't know who all spent what, but there was $30 million in favor of Luther Strange, who lost significantly. It wasn't a small thing to Roy Moore, and I think the spending on his side was like $2.5 million. Trump, the same thing. So that is an awakening that's happening. No matter how much money you spend, no matter how many ads you run and lie about someone, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win. So take that to heart. We're at the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting today in Grand Forks at the Alerta Center, thanks to our friends at AE2S. And Matt Odegaard is with us. Matt is the Industrial Diversion Manager. Diversion or Division?
Division.
Division Manager. Okay, all right. I'm not sure if that was a typo or I'm blind.
It looks like a typo.
But anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about pipeline leak detection and some of the technology that AE2S is employing. What's available to producers right now to take on this problem of pipeline leaks?
There's been a lot of advances, really, in the SCADA and sensor market. Real-time, it's been a focus on pushing getting the data in the operator's hands faster so they can respond faster, minimizing any potential risks. So from cloud-based applications to traditional control rooms, the list is long.
So your operations unit sets a program up for your clients to be able to, you know, monitor these pipelines in real time. Just bring me inside the without the details, it'll go way above my head. But you know, no coding. But what does it do? What kind of a tool do you give them?
So essentially, you got various sensors and whatnot out on the whether it's a pipeline or a disposal or other assets that a operator would have. It brings out all that information onto a computer screen or a down to your iPhone. Brings it right into the operator's hands in real time, or essentially real time, and lets them make the best decisions they can for their to operate their assets.
Is this, you mentioned SCADA, is that what you said?
SCADA, yep.
SCADA and OpWorks, these are two things that AE2S has designed. This is your software?
Yep, the SCADA systems that we use, we've got cloud-based options as well as more traditional control rooms. And then we combine that with complementary tools such as OpWorks. It's a database that you can bring in field readings and other data, weather data and whatnot, and combine that to give the operators a full picture of what's going on in there.
And when you use all that together, I understand you they basically can calculate the flows and the pressures at critical locations within the pipeline, continuously measuring, so you have the benchmark, recording the actual flows and pressures, and then detect a possible leak, activating alarms, shut down pumps nearly immediately with no required direct operator action. That's pretty extraordinary.
It is, and the state and the landowners are focusing on that. Nobody likes a pipeline failure, and these tools serve to prevent that even further than they have in the past.
Is it a tool that is new? When you say, I mean, this the kind of thing where AE2S says, okay, what's the problem? Pipelines have leaked, and we want a zero leak goal. Right, and so what's currently in the marketplace hasn't provided the kind of protection we want. So we want something that's better. Okay, let's build something. Is this completely unique to AE2S and something you designed based on the need?
The SCADA part's been around for quite a while now, but what we like to do is bring all the pieces of data from the operator field readings and, like I said, the weather data, the USGS data. We'll bring all that together and put a full picture at the operator's hands in the real time.
Real time meaning you're getting a snapshot of what's the situation is in the pipeline at that very moment.
Exactly.
In your hand.
Exactly.
Right? Like,
yep.
So, like, you know, in your mobile device.
Yep, exactly.
Or on a laptop or wherever you're watching.
Yep. There's multiple ways of retrieving that data. Like you said, a laptop, a phone. A lot of operators carry tablets around.
Do you think there is, I mean, is a zero leak goal realistic?
Oh, that's a tough one to answer. But
I don't mean to drag you into a political battle, but but I'm saying, you know, in my mind, here's how I say it. Okay, I say cars are going to be in accidents today.
Exactly.
Okay,
because
there's a lot of traffic out there, and just simple basic, you know. Common sense tells you, unfortunately, there will be a small percentage and there will be an accident. Well, in pipelines, given the amount, sheer amount of them, there will be incidents. Old pipelines like up in Tioga, one, you know, that the federal government was in charge of monitoring and they weren't monitoring and they weren't taking a look at it, and it leaked a whole bunch of oil into a farm field north of Tioga. I mean, that stuff like that is going to happen, and that's just part of, you know, what really is a very effective, very cheap, and very safe way to transport oil, but it's going to happen. But when I hear people talking about zero leak, and then I see technology like you're developing here, I'm thinking, well, maybe that's not so crazy.
No, and it's one piece. You know, it goes back to design or engineering of the pipeline and using the quality materials. And then this is another tool that we layer on top. So there's no magic bullet, if that's what you're asking. There's no, you know, if you do this, you won't have a pipeline leak. It's a combination of multiple factors that we try and bring the whole package together.
Do you have to put these in new pipelines, or can you go into an existing pipeline with this technology?
Both. Any new pipeline generally is going to have a fairly advanced SCADA system. Old pipelines, absolutely. We can bring in, just add the sensors and create the applications to monitor those as well. So it's both.
Interesting. Well, maybe we can eliminate pipeline leaks.
That's the goal.
And maybe when you talk about autonomous vehicles, maybe we'll get to a point where we can, you know, be closer to a zero accident policy on the highways too. You just never know what technology has in store for us. You look how much things have changed and improved our way of life and so many things, medical and everything else, it could be possible.
Yeah.
Fascinating conversation. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Scott.
Matt Odegaard, AE2S Industrial Division Manager, our guest on What's on Your Mind?
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Butte office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net, deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
I love telling our listeners about things I own because I can tell you wholeheartedly they're the best. And Tropitone patio furniture is that. From hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Why is this the best, Vince?
Well, it's commercial. They started in 1959. In the first 15 years of their business, they were commercial only and then opened up to the private sector. Like, if you go to Vegas or anywhere on vacation, typically your outdoor furniture is going to be Tropitone. 15-year warranty. It's very comfortable. Is it the cheapest stuff out there? No, it's not meant to be. But you will enjoy it more than any other patio furniture you could get anywhere.
Talk about the fire table. That's great.
That is the best because, you know, it's a 90,000 BTU fire table. We use it every night. You don't smell like smoke when you go in, so you don't have to throw your clothes away or shower. And you can put it right on your deck by code. So
hot spring spas and pool tables, too. See some great Tropitone furniture today. Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, too. HotspringND.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now, 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Protesters, they want everybody to think that it's unsafe to run oil through a pipeline. And, you know, they seem to think that the people of North Dakota and Minnesota have short-term memory loss. Does the name of the town Castleton ring a bell? I saw the video on that. When those tank cars exploded, it looked like a small atomic bomb. But they don't want the people to think about that one. Oh, no. Everybody else is stupid, and they're smart. So they figure everybody will forget about Castleton and the humongous explosion that happened there. And to me, they're trying to treat us like Edgar Bergen would treat Charlie McCarthy. Have a nice day. Take it easy, Scott.
Well,
I'm with you.
I appreciate that, and I'm glad you called. I also am glad that you're informed enough to say I'm not going to just take everything somebody's spoon-feeding to me. I mean, that was a prime example. And, you know, the vast majority of oil on rail gets there safely. The vast majority of oil in pipelines gets there safely, more so even than rail. Yet people that don't like the industry, don't like fossil fuels, are going to use incidents like that to say, see, we can't do this, and scare people, and that's awful. So I'm glad you see through all that. I've just been told we have 14 seats left on the New York City tour. My wife and I are hosting Monday, November 27th through Friday, December 2nd. And it is jam-packed with great fun, folks. Great eating, great company. We'll be at Fox and Friends. Extremely rare to get in on the set of Fox and Friends. Steve Doocy, Brian Kilmeade, Ainsley, the whole gang, we're going to be there. And in addition to that, two Broadway shows, The Rockettes, The Lighting of the Christmas Tree in Rockefeller Center, Trump Tower for dinner. I could go on and on and on. Get the full itinerary and sign up, because Monday is the deadline. We're done Monday. Trust me, if you want, just send me an email, scotth@flagfamily.com, and say, give me some names of people that have been on the trip before, and I'll pull out a handful of names. I send you the whole list, even. Talk to anybody that's gone on this trip and talk about if they think that was money well spent and if they'll remember it forever. Just do that. Here's a number to call to get more information, 952-898-0008, 952-898-0008, or online. You can go to grouptravelplanners.com, or again, just send me an email, scotth@flagfamily.com. Maria Efforts Hansen is here. She is a crisis communications specialist with AE2S, works with the communities and water groups, and has a background of crisis communication for major oil company operating in the Bakken. Nice to see you, Maria. How are you?
It's good to be here. Nice to see you also, Scott.
What is crisis communications exactly?
Well, crisis communication is more of a risk management. When you take a look at an incident that occurs, and it can occur any time. It can occur, as the gentleman talked about, with rail. It can occur in communities with water treatment. It can occur with natural disaster. The biggest thing that people want to know is, what happened and what do I need to do? And it's critical that our communities and our industries know how to communicate out to the public and to their constituents of what to do, where to go, and what's next.
And essentially what AE2S does with your services is say communities of all sizes now have the ability to have somebody as a resource that is a crisis communication specialist that can help them through these things, design the right plan so when the what-ifs happen, and the what-ifs can really look small at first and just blossom into something huge. I mean, I think of Flint, Michigan. Flint, Michigan is a prime example that, you know, okay, well, do we have a water problem here? And all of a sudden it's an international incident. Right?
It is.
And you really need pros to say, okay, let's communicate, let's talk to our citizens, especially communities. I mean, people that are in a position of being on a city council or in a city staff or something, it is very essential to have that kind of tool to make sure that communication is clear to the people that ultimately populate that community, right?
Yes, ultimately our recipients. But with social media and with all of the activities that can occur, it's really critical to have that plan in place so that you say, okay, here's the person we go to first, here's what we say, here's some tools and templates of how we manage communication out, because nothing against media, Scott, but you're going to try and find out what's happening. You're going to call every single person you know to get a comment or an action item. And if we don't have a single source or actual planned communication out, pretty soon that issue, like you mentioned with Flint or with any community, can blow up beyond the truth at times.
And this is, we talk about communities of all sizes, pipeline operations,
water systems.
Water systems. Really, this is the specialty for AE2S.
Yes. When you take a look at what can occur, so like I said, going back to a natural disaster or man-made disasters, all of us could have a disaster occurring in our own backyard, and we want to try and help you communicate out those messages and train your staff so that you have the comfort level that you can go, okay, if something happens, we go to this template, this book, and here's what we do, because it takes planning in order to manage the crisis.
AE2S helps you prepare, practice, learn, and repeat, because getting prepared for a future crisis is key with a great town like Maria that has been there, done that on many of these instances. So really, I hope folks, and I know you work with a lot of communities already, but I hope others that don't have these kind of services that are sort of hoping against hope that they're not going to need them.
Yeah, we always hope that it never occurs, and that's the theme is plan, practice, and repeat. Make sure that you're ready so when it does happen, you can go right to it.
Give Maria a call, the A2S. What's the number at your desk?
You can call me on my cell phone, 701-500-1206.
Seriously, 500-1206. Easiest cell phone number on the planet.
That's what I think.
Unbelievable. Maria Efforts Hansen from AE2S. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
More from the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.